Just outside Holbrook, Arizona, you can find the remains of an old corral that once housed the herd of the Zuck family. The ranch hands and the cattle are long gone, but the place speaks to the early settlers that hoped to tame this wide-open frontier. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Francis Marion Zuck came to Holbrook, Arizona with the railroad in the mid-1800s. He became an entrepreneur in the wide-open spaces of the territory.
He was known as the father of Holbrook because at one point he bought up most of the town, the business section of town.
Michael Odell shares the story from the ranch Zuck established. His son Frank Zuck later managed this ranch just outside present-day Holbrook.
The homes are gone. Most of what's left is the windmills, some of the corrals, of course some fencing. And there's a lot of neat little odds and ends laying around, like bullet shells and that type of thing that you kind of can find laying around.
Today the corrals, made from old rail ties, are leaning or fallen altogether. Rock foundations and wire are the evidence of a once thriving stock operation.
So there's not a lot left of the ranch, but it's pretty amazing that it's still there, because from what I can see, it's the only ranch from that time period that's anything's even left.
It wasn't by chance a ranch was established here. People long before the Zucks had found this to be an important spot.
The ancient Native Americans and the Zuck family all used the water that comes through this watershed here right behind us, and utilized it for their cattle and for farming and that type of thing.
The water drew people here, and because of that, there's far more than old corrals to be seen. Native Americans made this a site to record their stories and their history. It is literally written in stone all around the old ranch. It's quite a sight to see, yet few people know about it. We'll explore the petroglyphs next time as we travel the countryside. In Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.